We are on daf.
I'd like to know patterns.
We are on the Tesvav, right? Tesvav and Av?
Yeah.
Tesvav and Av, we are in the Shara called Varim. It should be around half of the way down. The Shara called Varim. All right, now today, it's not a hard Gemara, but everything is messed up. All the Gersos are so messed up today, it's not even funny. The Shara called Dvarim really is not the beginning of this Gemara, in fact. This Gemara really should have a header. And the header does appear later on in the Gemara. You look about four lines down, there are four words. Mishitagalga b'chitim u'tetamtein b'sa'orim. Do you see those words? Well, those words should be up here, according to the Gra. Or the Rash Sirileo, actually. You should move them out, up here. And that's the header from the Mishnah. Mishnah said, when is it considered to be the Shas Chiyuv by Chal of Chala? When is the time when you separate it? Once you roll the dough by wheat dough, which is rollable, and once you, in other words, it's very well mixed, and once you're Metamdim Bisorim, which means you just lightly mix them together, which is a much earlier stage. You don't go much further than that by barley. Now, picking up from where we should begin, Bishara Kol Dvarim, that was all the header, quote from our Mishnah. Bishara Kol Dvarim, going back, Mr. Zug, you have to place Bishara Kol Dvarim, everything else, Amalch Ben Achar Timtum, you go after the lighter mixing, when you're just combined, supposed to mix. What happens if you make a grain from both wheat and white rice together? What do you follow? Do you follow the gilgul, which is the mixing well, which you would follow in wheat, or you follow the timtum, which is the not mixing so well, which although in rice you don't follow, because rice you don't take challah off of, but in this case we said, where you mix wheat and rice together, so it is chayv and challah, because the rice is considered tofel, is considered subordinate to the wheat, but maybe because it's mixing with rice, so then you go after timtum, and not after gilgul, after the lighter combining, not after the more strenuous mixing, the more it doesn't answer the question. Tani Rav Hoshea taught us, Chala can mean gavlul. Chala is like a gavlul. What does that mean? So now skipping the next four words because you read them already. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Hoshea said, Mishatase gavlulin gavlulin. Once you have little clumps in the dough, in the batter, that's already the time you're chayv to give chala. Ma upalik? So what? Does he argue in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said once it's well mixed. Not when there's still little clumps, it's an earlier stage. Says Marakan la locha kan ledvav toira. One is midrabanan, one is midaraisa. Meaning, the midaraisa, it's not chayev and chala until it's well mixed. Midrabanan, you cannot snack from it once it's a little, once it's already somewhat mixed, although there's still little clumps of flour in the batter here and there. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Memseh Omer Mishatasem Mikratzos Mikratzos. When you take of challah, when it ready is in loaves, not baked, but made into loaves. Okay, into mikratzos means it's been knead it.
Yeah.
Well, no, not kneaded. Form the loaves.
Well, you actually let it rise first, then you make it.
Okay, but it doesn't have to rise. You just have to form it. That's all. Okay, even if you're going to let it rise as loaves, that's sufficient. My time, they even say, what's the logic of your Maserah? Ketruma's goring, keterimoso. Because we say that chal is like truma. Ma truma's goring, he tells me, Nagamar, just like truma's taken for that which is completely processed already. Zuni tells me Nagamar, so to here it's taken from that which is completely processed. Ask Gemara Me'atul Shetefef. That's the case. So wait till you bake it and take it off of the baked product. Rabbi Masnaya says no. Lo'ukshal is Truma's Geiren. The only linkage to Truma is in terms of Elalim Leches or Irus Bilvad. Is in terms of the kneading. In other words, it says in the Torah Reshis Arisos Sechem, the first of your Aris. Aris means batter. So therefore, you take off from the batter at the time that the batter is complete. When is the batter complete? So here's when the batter is complete, not when you fully mixed it, but rather when you made the challah forms before it's baked, but after you made the challah forms. So that's why he says that's when you should take off challah.
So
we pass them from the time it's needed, not of time.
A light kneading?
No, full kneading. You can do it beforehand, but the best time to do it is when it's fully kneaded. Okay, because Gemara Melacha. After seeing it before it rises, yeah. I don't know if that's necessary before it rises. I think that better. I don't know. Maybe we're going to get that later on. I really don't know. You take challah?
You don't have to, but when I make bread, I do.
No, but it's not enough. You can't do it.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't make enough bread.
That's true. I'll make 2 loaves.
Well, only 2 loaves, nowhere near enough.
Oh, you don't make?
Don't take off challah. Okay. Not even without a bracha.
Okay.
But yeah, but it is challah if you take it off, but you're not supposed to.
Okay.
Okay?
What is the minimum shearing?
43 and 3/5 beitzim.
Yeah, which is approximately how much?
Approximately 2 kilo, 5 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, why would you take it off? If you're giving it to the Kohen, you're going to give it.
No, but you have to, you know. Bismana says no shear anyway.
Right.
Now they age no shear. Time of the Gemara, you missed it. Time of the Gemara is a shear of 1/24th.
Oh.
1/24th of your dough. But now there's no shear because it doesn't go to the coin anyway. That's part of the point. Okay? Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Logi said, D'Rabbi Akiva. Now this is really going to the next part of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that at the time, even though the preferable time to take off challah is from the time when it's fully kneaded, however, you may take off challah from the time you pour the water into the flour. That's already the earliest possible time, and at that time it already takes effect. So Rabbi Yosef Shemeshim Lokesh wants to say a very interesting thing. He wants to say, our mission is like Rabbi Akiva. The Tzinia Tamo, this is really relevant to Mr. Zucker's case. The Tamo, we learned over there, Hanoitel Chala min Akav, if you take Chala from a Kav, from, which is one fifth of the actual measure, right? One fifth of the measure, which is about a pound. So you take from a Kav, Rabbi Akiva mer Chala. Rabbi Akiva says it's Chala, and Chachomim ain't a Chala. Chachomim says it's not Chala. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that you can take Chala even prior to the Shas Achiyuv, the time when it's actually liable. So dear, maybe it's Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah who says you can take the challah prior to the actual time when it's liable, when you pour the water into the flour. Says, well, no. Kumam Rabbi Akiva el Lashavar. There, Rabbi Akiva is talking about Lashavar, which is the Yerushalmi term for what? Logical. For Vidyavid. L'shavar means v'di'evit, meaning after the fact, post facto, right? Now, l'shema b'tchila, do you think he allows you to go ahead and do this l'chatchila? And our Mishnah, it sounds like you can even go ahead and do l'chatchila. It's true, it's not the most preferable, but it's even okay. So, v'acha b'tchila anukai yomi, you were talking about where you can go ahead l'chatchila and do it before the fact even. Rabbi said, you're right. What we really meant is your dula b'shitas Rabbi Akiva. We meant to say that here it's similar to the shita Rabbi Akiva. Not that it's the same thing, but here it's similar to the shita Rabbi Akiva. Now, why would you be permitted to do this? The Levi Yerushalayim explains here in the page on the side that this is permitted in order to prevent the challah from becoming tummy. You're supposed to even l'chatchila to take off, although it's not preferable again, but it's mutter even before the fact to take off the challah when it's still just water and flour, because that's the earliest possible time you can take it off, since you know you're not allowed to take challah off of flour per se, and that way you avoid more potential time when it's exposed to possible tumah. And so you expose to this way, you take it off as soon as possible, you get any possibility of exposure to any possible tumor out of the way. So that's why there's somewhat of an advantage to do it easier, or earlier. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Divra Kolhi. Our Mishnah, just like Rabbi Akiva, everybody agrees with that. Kevet Shino Senes is Amayim. Once she puts the water into the flour, Zoe Reshis Ariso Seichem. this is the beginning of the kneading, and Reishis HaRisos Seichem is what challah is called, and therefore you're allowed to take off the challah already at that point. Okay?
Even before kneading.
It's the beginning of the kneading process when you put the water in. Now, Tanya. It should be, you have the Tani, it should be Tanya. Tanya, Meiser, now, Meiser Tevel, meaning this is Meiser, but you haven't taken off the Trumas Meiser, right? You haven't taken off the tenth of the tenth, which goes to the Kohen. So it's called Meiser Tevel, okay? Meiser, which is still Tevel. Shenisar Bechulin, which can mix up into some Chulin, into stuff which is regular chulin, so then not meiser, not chuma, not anything. Oseh b'cholshu, no matter how small amount of this meiser falls into the chulin, it asers it. No shear. Why is that? So the mefarshim explain it because it's darvish shesh lamatirin. Anything which you can rectify in some other way, we don't bit the barov by, and this can be rectified elsewhere, elsewise. To coin a phrase, how is it rectified elsewise? I'll tell you. If you have other meiser, Mr. Zuri, have the place?
No,
We're in Tesvav and Bay. Is it Shom?
Tesvav and Bay is the
Im Yeshlo Parnosa Mokamacher, if he's got a way to take off Trumas Meiser somewhere else, in other words, he has other Meiser, which is yet, as of yet, Tevil, which is not yet tight, and he can take from there Trumas Meiser on both batches, on the batch which he has it, which got mixed in with the Chulin, and the batch which is independent still, Moitzef Yecheshmet, so you take off from that batch based on relevant proportions. And if not, what do you do? So Rabbi Lesser Ben Aruch said, an interesting thing. He said, you still don't have a place?
No,
Elizabeth Ben Rach said, Omer Yikro Shein L'Trumas Meiser Shabo. You know what? Designate the Trumas Meiser in this situation. Designate it. It's somewhere inside this mixture of Meiser and Chulin. And then, if you have the proper proportions, V'yal Abachas Meir, you can be, the Trumas Meiser is Bartel in 100, if there's enough chulin and regular meiser to cancel it. So there certainly is 10 times the Trumas Meiser, right? Because Trumas Meiser is 1/10 of the meiser. If there's 100 opposite the Trumas Meiser, so then the Trumas Meiser is batel. You're allowed to put yourself in this situation, into a situation where your Trumas Meiser is going to be batel. It's not called Eme Vatlin Yisrael Chatkila, not allowed to be batel, because it happens on its own. You could designate it, and then automatically becomes batel. Rabbi Yaakov Gvulaya, Rabbi Yaakov the baker, B'sher Machina said, "A look, Rabbi Loza Ben Aruch, you're allowed to do that." Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "I'll bring a riot, you're not allowed to do it." B'machalim duos kohanos, from the way they taught the kohanos, the wives of kohanim, to take off challah, Hada Amra and look, Rabbi Loza Ben Aruch, teach us all those not Rabbi Loza Ben Aruch. Now, why were the wives of kohanim taking off challahs? Why were the rabbits that say a challah? They would go even to the Israelios and take off their challah, because they were baki, they were fluent in halachas of tumantara, so he knew how to avoid being matame the challah. So therefore, if you had a dough, you wanted to be to take challah off, you would call the local kohen's wife in, and she would take the challah off for you. Now, how they used to do this? So the way they did it, says Rabbi Yochanan, is going to disprove Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. How so? Malin duas hakohanos. How did they teach the kohanos to do this? This is what the kohanos would say. They take, grab a fistful or whatever it is of challah, and they say, "Harezu challah isazazos." Let this the dough be the challah on the dough I have in my hand. Let it be the challah on this dough. V'alasorim misaribah, and on the sourdough mixed into it. V'alkemach shinishtayibah, and on the flour which is left, which is not yet fully mixed and kneaded in. V'alkeret shinita tachter, and on the small pieces of flour which are not yet of dough, which are not connected to the main body of dough, and that too as well. L'chshetale kula gush. After, when they all become one clump at the end of the kneading process, let the dough which I've already now taken off become challah on all of them. Shetasakula gush echod, when they all become one body. Huktash zeh shebiyadi, then that which is my hand should be kadosh l'shem chala. Chutz min ha-tameh shebah, now except for the tameh which is in it. That was a very interesting thing. She's holding on to dough. She says, let this all become chala, except for the tameh stuff which is my hand. The stuff which is tameh in my hand should not become chala.
How could she eliminate?
Well, it's got to work because of Breira. It's got to be because it's the Rabbanan. Chala b'zmana zez the Rabbanan. So that's why I assume it's going to work. Or that's why I assume it works. In this case, again, she selects, she might have, she's going to Mrs. Amoritz's house. And she's only up to take of Chala there. She might well have, Mrs. Amoritz might well have stuff which is Tommy. Stuff which is Tori, stuff which is Tommy. So therefore she says, let everything be taken off, let all the Chala apply to the part of my hand which is the Tori stuff and not the part of my hand which is the Tommy stuff. Okay, that's what she's saying in this house. Now, one second, let me just sort of check this. Yeah. Now, the truth is, there's a problematic phrase later in the Gemara which I want to put in here. The Gemara puts it in elsewhere. He plugs it in somewhere else. I want to plug it in here because this is the best place to plug it in. And once the Gemara lifted up out of its original location, so I can plug it in. I feel licensed to plug it in where I want. Okay? Fair enough? So take a look at the design of the base for a minute. Well, actually, design of an alpha, Susie. Design of an alpha. How am I going to find this for you? It's about five lines to the bottom of the page. There's Ach Lo Taseh Gush Echad. Maybe a little more. Maybe eight lines to the bottom of the page. What? Do you see it? No, for two lines above that. Ach Lo Taseh.
About 5-6 lines on
the top. Oh, okay. Okay. This is clarifying what the woman's doing, the Kohenes. She takes in her hand dough prior to all the dough getting mixed together. Right? Because she says that it be challah on the dough which is already there, and on the flecks of flour, and on the separate pieces of dough. So it's not yet all one unit of dough, the batter. So she's saying now, but she says, mishata'ase gush echad hikadesh l'shem challah. Let it not become challah in my hand until the kneaded part of the dough is fully connected. So it should be challah, not on multiple small pieces of dough, which is problematic, because some of it might be dough, some of it might be flour, some of it might be separate, and not mina mukaf. But I'm taking it now with the condition that the kedusha does not take effect until such time as the whole dough becomes one piece together.
Is that like not from the other
way? Yeah.
Forward.
No, this is forward. It's Mikano Lahaba. Right. It's what's called in the yeshiva circles Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya. The initial activity is now, but it's not going to take effect until later on. Right.
So that works.
Yeah, that works. That's what we're talking about. No, that's okay. That's legitimate. Now, the Gemara, going back to where we are, ask Rabbi Yochanan, V'amar hu v'atame sheba. So wait a second. So why don't you just say that it and that which is Tommy within the hand, let it both be challah? What's gefer lach? Now, v'yalib echod memeo. let that which is in my hand, the tame part, be brought out in 100 in the Torah part. What? No, she's holding the whole thing. In other words, let's assume, why does she have to preclude the tame from becoming chala and say, let only the Torah in my hand become chala? Right? Let also the tame part become chala. It's tame, so let it be bottle in 1 in 100. The assumption Rabbi Yochanan's making is that she's holding enough chala that whatever's tame should be bottle, whatever's tar that she's holding. So he says it's right against Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Elazar ben Arach says you can be mevatel can be mevatel 1 in 100. He was able to be mevatel 100 as well. So I don't. Gemara's answer is so obvious. I really don't understand the question. Rabbi Yena Amar Rav Shmuel Kapukaya, the Chaimi Rabbana. One of the rabbis also said Chanamarkam. One answer is Chanamarkam Sheish Bihugio Bokdei Lahalos. Depends what the ratio is. If the ratio is 1 to 100, the taka works. Kam V'Shem Bokdei Lahalos. Here there is no ratio. That's why she can't say it. That's one answer. Another simple answer. The Chorot Amar, the other one said, Kemi Kev on Shehu. Now here's a typo again. Instead of Zokalaus, it should be Yochel Asaki. Since you can fix it up, Kemi Sheish L'Parnos HaMokamacher. In other words, since she has the right, since she has the capacity of saying, well, let part of it become Chala, not the other part, so why should she make the Tomei part Chala? So two answers why she doesn't make the Tomei part Chala and let it be Bato. A, there's not enough to be Mevatelet. B, even if there is, but she has, when are you allowed to take off chala on tome and let it be batel? When there's no other place in which to take off chala. But if there's enough Torah to take off chala, so take off chala from the Torah.
But the tome is mixed in with the Torah.
What?
The tome is mixed in with the Torah, isn't it? So you don't know how to separate and say this part's going to be.
No, but she can say it, verbalize it. She says, let the Torah part be one I'm taking his chala, and not the tummy part. And the pronouncement should work. That's what I'm saying. Let the pronouncement work. Okay? It's semantics, but it should work. That's precisely the point. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, now, from here till the Mishnah is a tremendous amount of mistakes. Tremendous amount. Extraordinarily amounts of mistakes. It's all very logical, but it's not written well. On Rabbi Yossi, near in Devarim, when can you do this shtick of the Kohanos? When can the Kohanos do this thing? They can say, take Truma now, like take the challah off now, but not have it take effect until later on. When can they do this? Barve Shabbosos. An Erev Shabbos. Shezem Eviyah, Vezem Eviyah. Now this line is cryptic, but what it means really is that there's a lot of flour and a lot of water. Lots and lots of flour and water. Right? Everybody's bringing a lot of stuff, because the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, right? So, Kemafish Michiv Al Chiv. So what happens is, at the time she separates the challah, it's right after the water has been poured on the flour. Since there's so much water and so much flour, the odds are immediately when they pour the water on, or so shortly thereafter, there's enough water and flour mixed to be the five fourths, which is the minimum shear. So then she can get away with this on an Erev Shabbos. However, Ava Bechol, but if it's in a weekday, we have many kulas by challah on a weekday. In fact, tiknu b'challah, she tells me not tor, me not tomei. You can take challah from tor on tomei. And they also made a takon, you take challah shalom min ha-mukaf, even not from the same vessel as the dough which you're kneading. However, shema miptur al-chiyuv, how could you take challah right now, right after the water has been poured into the flour? Perhaps there isn't enough yet mixed together to make it even chayv and chala. So how could she even initiate the process by saying this which I pick up is chala? it might not be chal at all because it hasn't yet taken effect as a chala on a sufficient amount of dough in order to be chayv and chala. So really, the Gemara is saying that you need to make sure that when you begin this procedure, you have 5/4 of water and flour already mixed together in order to initiate the challah process. And that only works out on Erev Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said the exact opposite. Lo mistabra da ella, right, the lo in the Yerushalmi, of course, is always da ella. It only makes sense today, this thing about the Kohanos, on a weekday, the chol. Dafka on a weekday. Why on a chol? Because what's she doing? She's taking minatora la tome, this Kohen. She's saying, I want whatever's in my hand, which is tor, to take imperfect as chala, even on the tome part. Let that in my hand, which is tome, not take effect. That's what she says, right? That's Avo Be'erev Shabbos. That she said on a weekday. But Erev Shabbos, tzichu lomar hi vatome shebo. On Erev Shabbos, she's got to take chala also on the tome. Why also on the also from the tome part? Why is that? Because lama. Why? Because now skipping the part we read before till im. You see till skipping to im. Im oimer ad chutz min atome shebo. If you're going to say that she's going to take chala only from the Torah part and not the tummy part of her hand, nimtza tevel tome, so it comes out that tevel tome is m'urav, is mixed in, there's a typo here, it should be according to the Gra B'chulin. This is a fascinating gezeirah the Rabbanan. This can't be the Raisa. Can't be the Raisa. But what we're saying is like this. It's an amazing thing. It's a great chak. He says that, listen, if it's Erev Shabbos, what do we say? They're vast volumes of dough. The, on Erev Shabbos, there may well be 5/4 of dough, which are tomei. In of themselves are tomei. So if you don't take off any tomei challah on that tomei dough, it looks like that dough is remaining tevel, right? It's not really true. Because you can take off at least b'di'evet from tor on tomei, but it looks bad because it looks like that tomei stuff is not having challah taken off on it. So therefore, says Rabbi Yoina, on the contrary, where can I take off from tor on tomei when the tomei is insignificant? What defines the tomei as being insignificant? Where there probably isn't 5/4 of tomei. But on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, when there probably is 5/4 of Tomei stuff, right? Because there's vast volumes of dough. So in that case, not to take off from the Tomei on the Tomei looks very bad. It looks as if there's no challah on the Tomei, and it looks as if the Tomei was not rectified and remains chulin tevel. Okay? Means.
Yeah, the probabilities, though, it's assuming two major probabilities. Number one, that 5/4 of the dough on the Erev Shabbos will be tamei, and the other is that you won't have very much tamei dough during the week.
Yeah, then that the Gemara is saying is very likely. That's what the Gemara said before, again, in that cryptic line. I probably didn't translate it sufficiently, even because I said it's cryptic. Zemeviya v'zemeviya. What does that mean in Erev Shabbos? It means all the women, all Mrs. Reuben Amoritz, Mr. Shimon Amoritz, they would all bring their dough together to the Kohanis to take off. Very likely. They're all bringing it together, yes. Okay?
Mrs. Cohen lived in a city
with... Yeah, she was the rabbit. Okay? Says Gemara. Mitoksha. Now. Mitoch shat oimer hu atame shebo chulit meim. Oh, this is a, well, excuse me, this is a, yeah. Okay, mitoch shat is, just ignore that. Mitoch shat oimer hu atame shebo chulit meim. Well, since you said that it and the tome therein will remain chulit meim, right? Lo mutav.
You
Okay. Yeah, this is a very this line is perhaps the most cryptic lines of them all, of all of them. Let's try and figure it out. Mitoch shat omer hiva tomei shebo chulin tmei. Since ultimately, you can't take off. Like I just said, you can't take off from Torah and Tomei. On the books, it works. You can take off from Torah and Tomei. It's not kefir to take off from Torah and Tomei. So since you could say that. Ultimately, the whole thing is going to be the stuff which you're not going to the stuff which is tummy is chulin tmeim lo mutav lahafish mi ptura chiyuv, and here the Gra changes it. Isn't it better lahafish mi natorah la tummy? Now it's an unclear line. It's a difficult line, but I think the Gemara is asking is that. I don't understand. A pashta question. Since Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to take off from Torah and Tomei, so just take off from Torah and Tomei. Why are you bothering to make it proportional? You because of appearances? Who cares about appearances? What's the primary halacha? They are allowed to take off from Torah and Tomei. So take off from Torah and Tomei. What's so geferla? What? It's b'diavad, but it's not an iser, right? No, so therefore that's what I think he's saying. This is a situation anyway where we have difficulty. So I think that we should allow this to happen. Let me just make sure it's right because I don't know if that's exactly what's going on here. No, that's not how he explains it. Okay, Levi Shulaim says, "Mitoch shat Omer huva tami shabo chulin tmein heim." He's learned that that's part of the previous statement. That's part of Rabbi Yoina's statement still, and what that means to say, "Mitoch shat Omer huva tami shabo." Since you're saying that it and meaning the stuff in her hand which she took off is challah, which is tar, and the tomei in her hand is challah, so chulin tmein hein, she's taking off on that which is tomei in the batter, and then instead of being tevel tomei, it's chulin tmein, which is better, and you can use it. The line is a very difficult line to read, but again. He said, this is part of the explanation. Let me go back. Maybe if I read I'll take a flying leap at it, so you'll see what I'm trying to say. Let me start from Im Omerad again. Im Omerad chutz min atame sheba. If she's going to say that, let that which I took up be a chala in the Torah part, not the tame part, nimtza tevel tame. So then people are going to perceive that the stuff which is tamei was never rectified. And people are going to perceive that the tamei stuff is still tevel, mu'urav, and it's mixed in with the regular, which should be chulin, the regular chulin, which is the tar stuff which was rectified. Therefore, mitoch shatoy meriva tamei sheba, that's why she should say, the challah should be both the tar part of my hand and the tamei part of my hand. And that way, the tar is going on the Torah stuff and making a regular chulin, and the Tomei is going on the Tomei stuff and making it chulin tmein and making it chulin tmein. So is that clear? What it is? It's all part of the statement. All part of the statement that it's better to do it this way in order that the Torah part in her hand should go on the Torah part of the batch. And the tummy part of her hand should go on the tummy part of her batch. And then the more asks the kach, which I told you before. Says more, I don't understand the whole thing. Lamutav lahafrish minatora la tummy. But on the final analysis, Isn't it better to take off from the Torah and the Tomei? Why should you have to do this? You're telling me because of appearances? Forget about appearances. Let look at Ikar Adin. Then you take off from Torah and Tomei. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara just loses the difficulty. Okay? Now, the Gemara goes on to a new question. This is still part of the question. Lo mutav lavish min haTorah tomei, v'lo yet tevel tomei mura b'chulin. And anyway, you won't have tevel tomei mura b'chulin. It's all one part of the question. In other words, your premise is that people will only understand if Torah goes on Torah and tomei goes on tomei. Everybody knows the Torah can go to Tomei too. So take it from the Torah on the Tomei, and people will know that both the regular, the Torah stuff is Chulin, and the Tomei stuff is Tomei Chulin. People are not going to make the mistake which you're thinking that they're going to make. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't answer that question. The Gemara just leaves that difficult. Again, the Gemara asks the Rabbi Yoina that you're saying that people are not going to understand the difference. They will understand the difference. They're sophisticated enough. And the Gemara doesn't answer it. Now the Gemara, though, goes on to a different question, which is the Leib Yushalayim points out as an unspoken question. The Gemara is about to ask a question which it doesn't speak out. The Gemara is just going to give us the answer, not the question. The Gemara's question is, wait a minute, Rabbi Yoina might say that the Kohanim can only do this on weekdays and not on Erev Shabbos because of Rabbi Yoina's worry about appearances, that people are going to think that the Tomei was not rectified unless you take from Tomei on Tomei. Granted, we asked one question on him, we didn't answer it. But there's another more basic question, perhaps, which is, on a weekday, if you're going to engage in this procedure and say, I only want to take off from the Torah right now. So if that's the case, on a weekday, if the Kohen says, let me take off now and let it take effect after time, so at the time she takes it off, perhaps there's not yet enough dough to constitute the shear of challah. Because remember, we said on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and there's so much, the water immediately gets absorbed into large amounts of flour, and then there's enough right away to engage in this procedure. But on Erev Shabbos, but on a weekday, which Rabbi Yona is speaking about, how is there enough dough to engage the procedure? So the Gemara does not ask that question outright, but Rav Shmuel Bar Avduma comes to answer it. Rav Shmuel Bar Avduma, lo l'mafreyo hi kadesho. Doesn't it work that retroactively, meaning mikano l'haba l'mafreyo, like we said before? You're right. Right now, there's nothing to talk about. But we made quite clear already previously, what do we say? That now she takes it off with the intent that when it's going to take effect later on, when it becomes one clump. So then, since right now it's only in potential and not a practice, it's not a problem, because the time when it becomes in practice, Kurdish, by that time really there'll be enough dough in order for it to take effect.
And what happens if taka, there isn't enough dough?
And just taka wasn't chayv and chala to begin with then.
Right.
No, so the chala is just like chala batola, but there's no, yeah, I keep, right, there's no tevel involved. Okay, so meaning from later on, it works from now. It's like she was taking off from chiyuv and chiyuv. Okay, now says Gemara, if that's all true, lama li, why did it say in the Mishnah? Say in the Mishnah. Oh, at the very end of the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak, it said, "Uvat sheyesham chameshes v'roin kemach." You can only take off challah when there are 5/4 of dough already mixed. It's not true. As long as in an hour there'll be 5/4 of dough, it's enough, right? Now you don't need 5/4. 5/4 only needs later on. Says more Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Masnisa our mishnas koydem ach lo limdu sakana." This is before they were labdonim. Later on, when they become lamdonim, so they knew we could take off now; it'll take effect later on. But beforehand, they're pushing the yidden. When they're pushing the yidden, they thought if their 5/4 now works, if there ain't no 5/4, it's not going to work. Okay, that was the difficult part for this evening. A little bit rough. Weiter. Halacha base. Vidmoi sauce at shlo gil galto. Let's say your dough and got mixed in with truma before she needed it, ptura. So xeris akos of its potter. Anything which is now mixed in truma and chala is potter from chala. So truma and dough is potter from chala. Shamaduma potter. If, however, it was already needed and then the truma fell in, so since at the time it was needed, it was completely chulin, so then you still have to take off chala. Doesn't exempt you. Chayevis. Similarly, nola savik tuma chlo di gilgula. If you got a savik tuma occurred to the dough prior to it having been needed, so then teasa betuma, you take off chala. But you can take it off as tameh. You don't have to be makbid on tara. Mishagilgla, if a suffix tuma befell once you already needed the dough, then you have to assume potentially that it's perhaps still tar, and therefore you have to be more makbid and teasa v'tara. You have to conduct yourself with the chal as if it's tar, even though obviously you're not going to be able to eat it. The kohen, even the kohen can't eat it, but you have to still assume that potentially it's tar and treat it as such. I'm Rabbi Yena. Rabbi Yena said, Tatin milin, two things. Tani Rabbi Chiya Ruba, Rabbi Chiya the Great taught us. Vino pleading chada al chada, they argue on each other. What are these two things? First of all, tevel minyano bichulin. Now, even though it says bichulin, it's as if it says kichulin. Tevel, we count like chulin. Meaning, we have Risho, Latuma, Sheni Latuma, no Shlishi Latuma. Right? Only Rishon and Sheni, not Shlishi. High Tevel includes Truma, right? Doesn't matter. Still has a loch of Chulin. That's one thing. The Chaz Safek posels a Truma. The other thing we learned is that any Safek posels Truma and posels a Chulin milasoso Truma and it posels the Chulin from becoming proper Truma. In other words, once you have a suffix, so the truma itself becomes possible, even if it's not yet truma, even if it's still in the tevel. The kasha, these seem to be mutually contradictory, right? In tevel minyano bichulin, if tevel has the status vis-a-vis tuma of chulin, lomli paisos are truma. So how can you say that a suffix tuma already passels the truma, meaning passels the potential truma in the tevel. As a truma v'esachulin, as a truma v'esachulin. I'm sorry, as a truma v'esachulin, milasos on truma. That a passel truma and the potential truma for minyano bechulin, be counted like chulin. So it's a contradictory thing. What is it? When it's tevel, is it chulin or is it truma? Which one is it? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Avona tina tarteon." Where do we see that by tevel the tuma and taro counts like chulin? The tnin on tamon we learned over there. It's a mishnah tvuyo. Din tamon ochel meiser. So you have food which is meiser. Now this is meiser, but truma's meiser has not yet been taken out. So it's chulin, which is tovel the meiser. It's tovel the truma. Right, it's like tevel, because it's the truma meiser saying kedushas truma. Meiser rishon has no kedusha, so this is mamish like regular tevel. It's a classic case of tevel. Ochel meiser shehuchshar b'mashke, which has been rendered suitable to be mekabel tuma, because it came into contact with moisture. V'nogabel tful yom, and a tful yom touched it. Or yadayim soev is somebody who had not washed negovaser. Who both of which are considered an halacha to be a sheni latuma? Mafrishim imenu truma smicer betara. You can still take off truma smicer betara. Mivneishu shlishi, because the chulin only became a shlishi. And is there shlishi in chulin? No. So therefore, this tevel did not become tamei. So this did become tamei. So the truma which you take from is still tar. Hardamra, this clearly teaches us shatevel minyana bechulin, that we count rishon and cheni, but not shlishi by tevel. That's one mishnah. Yet on the other hand, we have a chaz safik paisel sa truma. How we know that a Sofik renders Truma possible. Opos says, Achulim Lasos and Truma, and renders, and even Tevel, apostle. The Tznin Tamon, because we learned over there, meaning over here in our Mishnah, no, Latlo Safek Achalokil Gila, if you got a Safek in your dough before you needed it, Teyose Betuma. So you can make, you have to, you can regard it as being tummy. Hi, where did the suffix occur? Only in the tevil, not in the chalo itself. And nonetheless, we assume that it has the status of being tummy, and therefore you can be lenient in not safeguarding the dough as you prepare it. Only only if the suffix occurred after kneading, then you have to continue maintaining a high level of safeguarding as if it's completely tar. So we have a contradiction between Aram the Mishnah. It's not just in Rabbi Akiva himself. Aram Rav Sheish, Rabbi Sheish says it's not a kasha. It's Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. How so? Rabbi Akiva Omar Yasena Betuma Vayasena Kabin. Rabbi Akiva said, you know what? If you have stuff which became our Mishnah, which says that you can do it, but too much going like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that you don't have to divide up your dough and maintain its level of tahara if it got a suffix. You can make it betuma. You send a betuma via send a copy. You don't have to make it into small batches. what would be the advantage of small batches? Yeah, then you wouldn't take off challah altogether, right? That would short-circuit the whole challah issue. So Rabbi Akiva is a pikula. He says you can do a pituma and take off challah tzmeah. You don't have to dafka make it in small batches to avoid the whole challah business, right? So our Mishnah is going like that. Our Mishnah is saying that... Oh, wait, not our Mishnah. Wait. Is it our Mishnah? Oh, yeah. It is our Mishnah. Right, that's our Mishnah. Which says if you got the Suffolk Tumah before it was Gilgala, before you needed the dough. So, Gizotate, make a Betumah. That's Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah there in Tvu Yom. The Mishnah. No. The Mishnah by... I mean, sorry. This is a new sugya. when it says Om Rav Sheish, it's a new sugya. The Yerushalmi, I forgot, didn't answer its question. The Yerushalmi had the steer in Rabbi Chiya and the steer in the Mishnayis. Then on one hand, it seems that Tevel has the status of Chulin, and the other hand, Tevel has the status of Truma. The Yerushalmi was brought down the question, Rabbi Chiya, and the question between the two Mishnayos, and did not respond to it. It just left it hanging. It's not, it doesn't intend to respond to it. He brings down here the Leib Yerushalmi that the Bavli, I don't have any recollection of this Bavli, but the Bavli Nida Dav Zayin asks the same question and responds to it. And it says that they. Not in Rabbi Chiya himself, but in the Mishnayos, it says that Tvul Yom is different. Because Tvul Yom and Yodayim are really not tummy midaraisa at all. They're not even training midaraisa. Well, Tvul Yom is already quasi tar. It's certainly not a sheni, and Yodayim are also tar midaraisa. It was Rabbanan who were going there. So that's why, really, Chule the Teva, which became tummy, is taka like Truma. And therefore, it has shlishi. This is talking specifically about teva, which became tomei with a tumah d'rabbanan. So since the tumah d'rabbanan, so rabbanan were not so stringent, and they said that it still retains its tahara midaraisa. So therefore, he continued to make truma tohira from it. Okay, that's how the Bavli answers, reconciles the two mishnayos. But the Yerushalmi doesn't answer. The Yerushalmi just leaves it difficult. Now. Going back to the Gemara itself, Arm Rabbi Sheish is Rabbi Sheish is independent of the previous sugya, completely independent. He said, Arm is Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, Amar Akiva says, Yasena Betuma.
I'm sorry. So the Mishnah in Tvul Yom reckons it in terms of
Chulin
because.
Because it's Tumah Derabbanan. Tumah Derabbanan. It's Tumah of Fuyom or Tumah of Yadayim, which are both Tumah Derabbanan. Okay? Amar Rav Sheshi says, our mission to Rabbi Akiva, without trying to reconcile anything, finished, no reconciliation here. Amar Rav Sheshi says to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Amar, yes, send a betumah, send a copy. We don't make it, we let you go through the challah process and make your big dough and make your challah betumah. You don't have to try and make it the separate the little batches. Amar Rav Sheshi said, nah. Everybody agrees with our Mishnah. When do I say Yasena Kabin? That's when it's Betuma. It says here Besfekam, but it should be Betuma. When do I say it's Yasena Kabin? That's when it has the status of true Tuma. But here it's not true Tuma. Here it's not. When it has the status of Tuma, but here it's not Tame. Here it's just a Suffolk. So since it's a suffix, I let you go through the process and take off your challah betuma. If it was bona fide, Tarmei, so then I'd say, short circuit the challah process, making it small batches, right? Even Rabbana could agree with that, okay? Says the Gemara, Eitz Rabbi Chia Rabbi Bun Kumi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Chia Rabbi Bun asked Rabbi Zira, how can you say this? Vatani, didn't we learn Abishar Minim Kain? We learned also by other fruit. Other fruit, which got a suffix tuma, before you finish working them over, so then you complete them betuma. Once you, meaning you could do the miruach, or the whatever else is the gemar malacha betuma. Whatever it is, okay. So there we say even islam the maimar. And so yasena kabin betuma. By the other meaning, is there a concept of make it bekabin? In other words, you wanted to say our Mishnah is taki going only by Safek, but where it's not Safek, so when it's definitely Tomei, then you do it kabin. You do it in a way which short circuits the challah process. Says the Gemara, that's no good. You can't interpret our Mishnah that way, because our Mishnah draws in the Tosefta, which is the background for our Mishnah. It says that by any fruit, once you get a suffix tuma, you continue doing betuma, right? So it doesn't draw a distinction between challah in dough and any other truma in any fruit. So, if by definition, it seems, he's asking, that there's no other alternative procedure by fruit, so to here, there's also no other alternative procedure. Meaning that whether it's a suffix tuma or a vade tuma, you proceed to go on and do a petuma, because otherwise we couldn't lump together other fruit and grain. We would have to, and challah, we'd have to say that by other fruits, regardless, you go on and do a betuma. But by challah, it depends. If it's a suffix tuma, then you can go on. If it's a vare tuma, then you can't go on. You do kavin in the smaller measures. Since the Tosefta doesn't to draw a distinction, it must be our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, who holds you never do kabin. Even by vaday tuma, we let you go through with the challah procedure and take off challah betuma. Okay? Rabbi Zvila said, on Omar, on Abisa, I ask the same kasha. Period. Rabbi Yossi, for shame, Rabbi Hila said, "Bedinu sheyitame adam tivlo dvar Torah." Really, we could have said that once you have tevel and it becomes suffik tuma, gezunta eight, keep doing it betuma, regardless. Well, so even if it's only a suffik tuma, why? Because it says vani dixi vani nein asai, even a suffik tuma, and even if it's after Gilgul. regardless, continue doing betuma. Why? Because it says, "Yichsiv anina sati locha as mishmeres trumasi." I gave you the safeguarding my truma. Truma tzricha shimur. The truma has to be maintained in tara, and a tevel tzricha shimur. But the tevel does have to be maintained in tara. So I really shouldn't need any safeguards whatsoever. Regardless, just keep it once I can be careless, and certainly if I have a suffix or a vadai, then I continue to do a bituma. There's no problem. So says Mani Mekayim. However, I can't say that because I have another pasuk. Mani Mekayim Unasati Menas Trumas Hashem LaRona Kohen. The pasuk says you should give from it the Trumas Hashem to Aaron the Kohen. That means I say Sheinosein Lo LaAaron HaKohen Bekuno. So make sure that you're able to give Aaron HaKohen the stuff which is coming to him as a Kohen in its proper way, meaning Betara. So the first pasuk would have indicated that only Truma requires Shimur, not Tevil. The second pasuk says, I have to watch Tevil and make sure that Tevil comes out to her. Says the Gemara, V'kan, ho v'einat yochel, yitain l'Kohen b'tkunoso, rashay l'tamoso. So why here, where it became Sofik Tameh before it got needed, I can continue doing Betuma? Because since anyway I'm not going to be able to give it to Kohen in its proper form ultimately, so therefore I can relax my guard and do the whole thing Betuma anyway. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. Pick up next week. Bye tomorrow.